Down Memory Lane, to bring you today the story of a musical production that has become an American classic and turned the muddy Mississippi into a setting for drama and romance, comedy and pathos, and some of the best loved melodies ever written. This is the recorded music and the story of Showboat. Since Florence Ziegfeld first produced the Jerome Kern Oscar Hammerstein musical romance Showboat in 1927, it has been revived twice on Broadway, made into a movie, and presented innumerable times at various music halls throughout the country. Thus, it has progressed beyond the stage events and become a classic of the American stage. Based on Edna Ferber's novel of the same name, Showboat wanders now and then from the story. As Miss Ferber set it down, the principal characters are still breathing the clear, clean air of the Mississippi Valley when the final curtain descends, whereas so many of them died in the original narrative. There are the differences created by the master showmen Kern and Hammerstein for dramatic and musical effect, and the results are generally agreed to be an improvement rather than a detriment to Miss Ferber's work. As the curtain rises on Showboat, the scene is the levee at Natchez on the Mississippi in the late 1880s. The stevedores and dockhands are working round the Showboat Cotton Blossom, which is tied up at the dock. And they burst into song about that grand old paddle wheeler. Captain Andy Hawks is the fun-loving, mischievous owner of the Cotton Blossom. Party Ann is Andy's straight-laced, straight-faced New England wife who fails utterly to understand the human creatures around her. Magnolia is their lovely daughter, born and raised on the Showboat, and a participant against her mother's wishes in the melodramatic productions which the Cotton Blossom presents for its customers. Others among the thespians are Julie, Ellie, Frank, and Steve. Julie, the Cotton Blossom star performer, is billed as the little sweetheart of the South. And this is how she sings of her love for Bill.
I used to dream that I would discover the perfect lover someday. I knew I'd recognize he came round my way. I always used to fancy then he'd be one of the godlike kind of men with a giant but along came Bill, who's not the type at all. You'd meet him on the street and never notice him. His form and face, his manly grace, are not the kind that you would find in a statue. Oh, I can't explain. It's truly not his brain that made me thrill.
Steve Baker, Julie's adoring husband, plays opposite her in the Cotton Blossom Productions, billed as the handsomest leading man on the river. But when difficulties of their past catch up with them, they leave the showboat, and that's when Magnolia is rushed into the cast in Julie's place. Still without a leading man, Captain Andy, in desperation, hires a handsome young man he finds lounging on the levee. This turns out to be Gaylord Ravenel, black sheep son of a well-to-do southern family, whose main occupation is gambling. Down on his luck and needing money, Ravenel joins the showboat troupe and soon falls in love with Magnolia, and she with him. Here they sing of their love in the ballad Only Make Believe.
As well, make believe I love you. pardon, I pray. Was too much to say. The words that betray my heart.
We only pretend. You do not offend when playing along. The game of supposing we both came, I know. Our dreams are more romantic than the world we see.
And if the things we dream about don't happen to be so, that's just an unimportant technicality.
Though the cold and brutal fact is, you and I have never met. We need not mind consent between me and you. If we put our thoughts in practice, we could banish all regret. Imagine me.
Finding themselves in love, Ravenal and Magnolia, with Captain Andy's help, manage to get married despite Parthian's vigorous and outspoken objections. They leave the showboat and go to Chicago, where Ravenal's gambling leads them slowly to poverty and distress. It's there that their daughter Kim is born, though Edna Ferber had that event take place on the Cotton Blossom itself. In both the book and stage version, however, Ravenal, realizing the bitterness he has brought to Magnolia, abandons his family. And on the showboat, life goes on as before. And here we find the self-centered little actress, Ellie, singing Life Upon the Wicked Stage.
Why do sex-drunk maidens clamor to be acting in the grammar?
People say you are gay, night and day.
Oh, no way!
We drink water from a sipper, you drink champagne from a sipper.
So it seems true to us, all your dreams. Well, I must hear the truth I tell you. Life upon the wicked stage ain't ever what a girl supposes. Stage door Johnny's are raging over you with Kim and roses. When you let a fellow hold your hand, it seems an extra fear on sandwich. Everybody with the same pearl-like soft world. Though you're warned against the roue ruining your reputation, I have played around the one-night trade around this great big nation. Wild old men who give you jewels and fables only live in Aesop's fables. Life upon the wicked stage ain't nothing for a girl.
So we live and play upon it. You must try not to be the not believe you. There is no doubt you'll bring me about your own way.
For the sake of spectacle, the great Bunnell's departure in the Chicago World's Fair of 1893. Captain Andy and Parthy Ann are there, and so are Frank and Ellie. And together they help the abandoned Magnolia find work as an entertainer there. An immediate success in her first engagement, Magnolia embarked upon a career in the theater. And Kim, having inherited her mother's talent, also follows the stage and becomes a famous New York star. And still the showboat plays the Mississippi, selling its entertainment at the river town. And the jovial Negro cook Queenie singing, "Can't Help Lovin' That Man."
Oh, listen, sister, I love my Mr. Man, and I can't tell you why. There ain't no reason why I could love that man. That the angels done planned. Fish gotta swim, birds gotta fly. I gotta love one man till I die. Can't help loving that man of mine. Tell me he's lazy. That man of mine, when he goes away, that's a rainy day, and when he comes back, that day is
in the stage production of Showboat, Ravenel, broken and dispirited, returns at last to the Cotton Blossom, an older and wiser man. And Captain Andy, knowing that deep in his daughter's heart is a real love for this black sheep husband of hers, wires New York, and Kim and Magnolia come back to the Showboat and to happiness. It's on seeing her irresponsible husband again after their long separation that Magnolia begins the tender duet, "Why Do I Love You?"
Maybe that's why I love you.
come home as early as I can. Meanwhile, be good and patient with your man. Why do I love you? Why should there be two happy as we? And you see the why of wherefore I should be the one you care for.
You're a lucky boy, I am lucky too.
All our dreams of joy seem to come true.
In the original production of Showboat in 1927, such stars as these were made. Helen Morgan as Julie, Edna May Oliver as Parthy Ann, Charles Wininger as Andy, and Jules Bledsoe as Joe, the mournful colored man who sings Old Man River. In its first Broadway revival in 1932, Helen Morgan and Charles Wininger returned to the roles they created. Dennis King became Ravenel, and Paul Robeson became Joe. In the movie version, Irene Dunn and Alan Jones played the romantic lead. Here now is Joe to sing the greatest of all the great showboat tunes, Old Man River.
Called the Mississippi, that's the old man that I want to be. What does he care if the world's got troubles? What does he care if the land ain't free? Old Man River, that old man river, he must know something. But don't say nothing, he just keeps rolling, he keeps on rolling along. He don't plant potatoes, he don't plant cotton, and them that plant them is soon forgotten. But old man river, he just keeps rolling along. You and me, we sweat and strain, racked with pain. Oh, that bug, if that fail, you get a little drunk. I'm your lad. Thank you. You and me, we sweat and strain, body all aching and racked with pain. Oh, that thought, just that tail, you get a little strong from your land.
Singing for us this afternoon, you have heard Jan Clayton as Magnolia, Charles Fredericks as Ravenal, Kenneth Spencer as Joe, and Carol Bruce as Julie, the principal of last year's Broadway production of this great musical romance. And all you have heard, the recorded music in the story of Showboat, music that will live forever down memory lane.
Down Memory Lane, a presentation of Fanchon and Marco, is presented every Tuesday and Thursday evening from 6:30 to 7 p.m. and every Sunday afternoon from 1 until 1:30 p.m. over radio station KXOK.